Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
We ready to rock, Wilbur? Ready to rock and roll?
I'm ready to cock and bowl. Cock my arm back, bowl. It's a cricket term.
I'm aware of that.
I made it up.
It's one of the greats from Ricky Ponting.
You're a cricket fan, Lee?
Sometimes, Jack.
You know, I thought you were a huge cricket fan because in this studio, most of the jokes you tell get crickets.
I love how Jarch just looks to Willie for reassurance.
I do.
On the jokes.
Willie. Looks to Willie.
Oh. You're sweating.
So I've been sweating already.
Yeah, well, actually, it's not that warm in here, so you're a bit nervous. Feeling a bit nervous for the potty.
I get really nervous around really ugly chicks. You know, people usually say that around really pretty chicks. I've switched it on. It's like it's opposite day. Around real argos, I get nervous. Oh. It looks like someone set your face on fire and put it out with a screwdriver. Looking at Willie here for some. No, Louise, obviously, you look tremendous today. You've got a lovely little black number on, black and white number.
Thank you.
You've decided in recent times to blend with the couch with all white ensembles. You've gone the opposite. You've gone black and white. You've gone the Neenish tart.
I've gone complete opposite. Little black numb.
But?
And I'm not blending into the couches.
No, you're not.
No.
You're not blouches.
I'm not blending into
I
the couches.
Which I respect.
Now, did you get some Easter eggs from the Easter Bunny? You'd be a clever Rachel.
You've got
to stop coughing like that.
I honestly believe
that you're dying.
Terminally ill.
Potentially.
But let's lift. So I actually had a tremendous Easter. Shout out to Jesus for dying. And obviously been resurrected. Or was this his birth? Which one's which?
No, he died.
This is he died and he's raised.
Jesus died and went and had his 3 days off.
Yeah, this is zombie Jesus.
Yes.
So had a very wholesome Easter. Well, yeah, no, wholesome in the sense that went back, obviously, to Walka, water skiing and shit on Friday, catching up with old mates. Shout out to the old crew. We've been doing this since I was like fucking 8 years old, so it's a tradition.
Staying in your swag.
Did. Slept in. And can I just, as I said in the car, I'm like, it's probably the best sleep I've had.
Which is wild. That's why I said to you, maybe you should just start sleeping outside.
You did say that maybe I shouldn't sleep indoors anymore.
Yeah. Like, you've got a nice grass area outside the front of your house. Why don't you just park up there with the swag? It's nice and safe up there.
That's someone else's property.
Yeah. No, not the front part.
Yeah, it is, bud.
I don't reckon anyone in Vaucluse would mind if you just popped up a swag, had a little snooze.
You don't think?
No.
I think it's those sort of suburbs where someone really minds.
But you could not, then, your neighbours, you could knock on the door and say, hey, I tend to sleep better outside. You cool with a swag popping up each night from 11 p.m. till 7.
And then they'd be part of some fucking HOA
And it's like, well, actually, legally, you're not actually allowed to have any sort of a structure for sleeping on the sidewalk or on grass from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
What about the back of your house where you got the wibber? What about a little swag out there, a little snooze?
Good swag out there. I could swag.
Give it a go because you're often having insomnia, so it might work.
Well, I've been getting better.
Well, the swag helped.
Swelped.
You'd swelped. You had a great sleep at the farms.
I had a ripper sleep. Keep in mind, though, Louisa, I need to add this in. I had a healthy blanket of whiskey over me as well.
Well, then that'll pop you straight to sleep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Daddy went to Snore Town, if you know what I mean.
Were you having double whiskeys?
I was having what you'd call free pour whiskey, free pour rum.
It is wild how much whiskey you can drink. Like, you'd have a bottle some nights, right?
Yep.
And you're like kind of sweet off there.
Yeah, I had a bottle Saturday.
It's pretty terrifying.
Well,
I'd say most people would be, what, like 6 to 7 drinks and that's them done for the evening. You're having a bottle of spirits.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm not mad. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Baxter, you eat a whole wheel of cheese? I'm not even mad. I'm impressed.
Same thing, but with the whiskey.
Anchorman.
Yeah, I know. You have said that probably 450 million times. Yes. So, but I enjoyed myself Friday, catching up, laughing around a fire. Mm. We were in bed probably by 12:30.
Oh.
Woke up at 9.
Oh.
What a sleep.
It's stunning.
Straight into the water, straight into the dam, cold, like an ice bath kind
of. Gorgeous.
Then I had a lunch out. Shout out to Toby Locke and the crew.
Love
with
Toby.
My mate Jimmy Georgie. Fucking Tobes and Abs hosted at his farm, Yerrowan. Fucking Corko Tazi. Just a good
great
mob.
Day.
Really good. You know, just like a good little mob of people.
Good crew.
And it was light up time.
Mm.
So I did drink a bottle of whiskey that day. And then some just quietly, because it was a full day thing. Fucking playing croquet and shit. We did an Easter egg hunt for the kids.
I love croquet. I also love Easter egg hunts. I would have got involved.
You really would have loved it. Weather was gorgeous. Just had a fucking good Easter.
Love that.
How was yours?
Great. Went up to Palm Beach. Went to Burt's.
How many times?
A couple times.
So more than a couple or just a couple?
Just a couple times to Burt's.
So just a couple plus one.
Just a few times.
How many, Lou?
Three
times.
And then we
did. So you went back to the same restaurant.
It's a great restaurant.
It is a great restaurant.
Phenomenal restaurant. We walked to the top of the lighthouse.
Yep.
Wandered around there. Went.
Who proposed that?
The lighthouse.
Mm.
Me.
Okay.
TDD loves a walk.
Yeah.
No, he loves a walk.
Right.
We went up there and then we wandered around the rocks and everything. And then we came back, had lunch on the Saturday and then we
Where'd we lunch Saturday?
Burt's.
Burt's.
And then we thought on Sunday, let's go back for lunch and dinner.
At Burt's?
Yeah.
Did you stay up in Palm Beach?
Yes, we did.
You did? So it wasn't like you were going back and forth?
No. We had an Airbnb up there.
Oh, look, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, though. I'm a habitual creature too.
Delicious. And then the weather was great, lots of swimming. But I haven't told you about the day before Easter.
I actually haven't told you something before that.
Well, who's going first?
Well, I'm going to go because we briefly just discussed it very quickly, and then you can go the day before. I just don't want to get off the topic of TDD. Some saucy stuff on that Instagram, isn't there? Bare chest, forearms out. Kid looks good. Kid's in nick.
He's in very good nick.
Kid's in nick. Thick forearms. The breadth and width of his chest is just to die for. I mean, you must be in heaven.
Well, Jack, he's not a piece of meat.
He's a big chunk of meat. Isn't he? And what was the response like on that post?
It was actually slightly terrifying.
Run me through that.
Girls DMing me being like, more of this, Lulu, mummy likes.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know if there'll be any more of this.
Yeah, no more forearms. We'll give you some foreskin.
I told you, that was all me.
Yeah, Willie said it was Willie's burner account.
On bot accounts. Mm. Yeah, that's fair. I don't blame you. What'd you do the day before?
I had my first golf lesson.
You did?
And He said, I thought this was going to be worse. He said, you're a natural.
I do agree. You're actually not bad.
Yeah.
I actually think you do have something about you with golf.
Well, it's therapeutic as well because it's very slow.
Can I tell?
And I like that.
Yes, because it that it matches the speed of your brain.
So well, I would disagree with that. I would say my brain goes 44 million times an hour and I'm a baby genius. People think the things that come out of my mouth are stupid.
No, no, no.
It's like you'd never think it because you're not that far
ahead.
Advanced.
Yeah, right. I would call you a baby genius in the sense that you would be a genius, say, if you were a baby. Because you'd be able to speak, you know. You'd be able to do basic maths.
In the terms of that,
no, I think
you'd never know what you're going to get.
I think mentally you're the equivalent of a baby genius. I agree. Well, couldn't agree more.
Can I show you my swing?
Yeah, you can.
So it's obviously got to keep your head down.
You'd be used to that.
And then this is where I was going wrong, so
you've
got to swing it like that.
Okay, doesn't this arm need to be straighter?
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Yes, that's pretty good, dude. See, mate, I was just saying this yesterday. Had my mate Geordie's birthday. Oh, what's the day? Yeah, Tuesday. Yesterday, Monday. Had his birthday. We went to his house for a bit of... So shout out to Geordie and Mads. Thank you for having us. And they had... In his house, he had one of those putting fucking things where you putt it, goes up, and you get points and whatever, you know, and it comes back down. And I was just putting and I'm like, fuck, mate, I play golf probably twice a year. I love golf. We got a bit of extra time.
Get into it with me.
But this is what I'm saying, Lulu. Let's go play around. Let's just play around a golf.
I'm going to get...
A week.
No, 100%. I'm getting lessons once a week. I'll probably get 8, I reckon.
Really?
And then you and I will go have 9 holes.
Who's this bloke?
Aussie Beef Golf is his Instagram.
I beg your pardon?
At Aussie Beef Golf.
Right, so is he...
Hang on. Let's double check that.
Anything to do with livestock? Is he a...
Let's check I've got that right.
Aussie Beef Golf.
Yep, Aussie Beef Golf.
Come and have a listen and get a free ribeye.
Yep. And yeah, so he said I was quite a natural. So you and I will be playing golf now. That'll be our thing.
Okay.
We'll be golfers.
I really want to get into it.
Ding, ding, ding. Who's that? The next Tiger... Oh.
Well, Callaway Oz followed me the other day.
Oh, hey.
So, Kazza.
Guys, us...
Kazzaway.
Send us some clubs.
Well, maybe send...
No,
I could selfishly...
Well, I'm the one getting the lessons, guys.
I've had lessons.
So this could be an interesting match play. Whoever wins gets a set of clubs.
I like it. Callaway, if you're keen to see me and Lou... battle it out on the golf course. Whoever wins gets a set of clubs. Look, we're happy to do something like that.
Or any golf brand. We don't have to do
that. Well, I'm just saying because Callaway followed me the other day. And I was like, that's fucking cool.
Okay. We get it. You got to follow.
So Callaway.
The big dog got to follow from the old Callaway golfers.
The Callaway. So you're good at golf.
Now, I've got something to say to you.
Oh, shit.
Now, a little bedwetter. Send me a little video of daddy.
Oh, fuck.
And just to clarify, I'm not daddy in this instance.
Could you clarify who is?
Your daddy, by the way.
I'm daddy, by the way.
So Bedwetter sent this in to me saying, hey, mummy, I want to take this up with daddy. So could you just explain to me what you are doing here? It's just a normal video and then wait for the end. So Judge, he has picked his nose, had a little dig, and
I've
then
literally
gone
picked and flicked. I'm not even
he
thinking.
So you've got a little snot pile down here. Have a look. Go have a look and see if your snot's there.
Well, that's why I'm always poking down here and snacking.
Yeah. So you're just picking and flicking. You are picking and flicking.
Well, can I ask you a question? Before we started, you had a big bit of snot hanging out of your nose. Where is it now? Where'd you put it? Yeah, because I give you that tip. It's not in your thumb or in your nose where it was when I told you. You flick it? Kid, flick her snot?
Did I flick it without realizing too?
Stinks of a pick and flick, kid.
So is this just a pick and flick area?
This is a pick and flick area. All right. That is some eagle-eyed fucking bedwetter shit. I didn't even realise I've done that.
When he sent me that, I was in tears. Like, you literally just go, not even thinking. No, just like, nope,
I just drop it. Wonder if I just do that at restaurants.
It was almost like an attempted misdirection as well, because you go to the left and the flick goes to the right.
Oh, so I'm subtle with it.
You absolutely would do that. I reckon your car would be full of snot.
I'd flick it out the window.
Disagree. I reckon you're flicking it anywhere out the back.
I think you're eating it.
Well,
I think you were a snot eater as a kid.
I was not a snot eater.
I think you were.
I was definitely not a snot eater.
I reckon you've eaten snot before.
Definitely at least once in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not picking and eating.
Mm.
I think you would.
I can give you the idea.
I know you
My
little
brother was a pick and eater. I think we've discussed this. And it used to fucking... It still bemuses me today that it's such a normal thing for kids to do.
Not just kids. Adults do it too.
If you're an adult and you eat your own snot, cunt, you are fucked in the head.
For a little salty treat.
But how do you know it's salty, you little pick and eater?
Well, I remember at age eight. I'm sure I was eating it at eight.
Yeah. You were eating anything at eight.
Yeah.
Weren't you?
I was putting little snacks up there for later.
You're a little snotty senorita, weren't you?
Put a little bits of brownie up there ready for a little snack.
You're a little snotterita, weren't you?
I was. Aren't you a little snotterita?
Well, good eagle-eyed stuff from the bedwetters there, but fuck. Okay, now I'm conscious.
Well,
picking and flicking.
I keep those hands to yourself in more ways than
with
one.
With Willie in the producer's chair? Almost impossible.
Keep your hands down to your side, please.
Hey, with that big willy over there, practically implausible.
Remember, I'm HR now. Hands to yourself. For God's sakes, I'm so sorry, bedwetters. Got to deal with this pig on the daily. Now, Jack, would you like some more? Had a bedwetter send me in a lovely list of icks from her and her friends.
All right, spin
them. Actually, sorry, what day of the week is it?
Well, it looks like there's a cow over there eating grass. What's he doing on this day? Chewing. It's a Tuesday. It's a Tuesday.
Yeah, and so my golly by jingle jongle jangles.
Okay.
I nearly forgot Trinket Tuesday.
So you got Trinket Tuesdays.
Well, I did have a special Trinket Tuesday for you, but we were running a bit late, so I've changed my Trinket Chews, and I'll save that Trinket Chews till the next Trinket Chews.
You didn't prep.
Back kid, me up, Willie.
Kid hasn't prepped.
It's in the car.
Nah, she's done some good prep, but we ran out of time.
Okay, ran out of time. Cool. Can I just say something as well? Willie has given us some brilliant information, which makes Trinky Chews work, because a lot of our senoritas, our super senoritas, are overseas senoritas. So the bed, when you say if you're pissing the bed in the United States or in fucking Britain, this comes out Tuesday. So this is Trinky Tuesday.
Yeah.
So for the Aussie mob...
Who are getting angry
look,
at us.
We can... Well, rightly so.
Well, I disagree. But can have a trinket on any day of the week. We just happen to do it on Tuesdays.
It's because of the alliteration is mainly why we call it Trinket Tuesdays. It's mainly because of the alliteration.
We're not going to call it Wink at Wednesdays. Well, I don't mind
we
that.
Yeah. So Wednesdays are... they're subscribed to something else.
I don't mind it.
What would you think Wednesdays are?
I don't know.
Guess.
Nah.
Wanking Wednesdays.
Yep, that's what I was thinking. That's exactly where my brain went. So that's perfect.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
All right, Trinky Kid, let's see what you got.
Trinket Tuesday.
Well, do your Trinket Tuesdays jingle.
It's Trinky time for Trinket Tuesday.
Right, making fun of people with stutters. Great. Jesus Christ, Louisa.
Well, this Trinket Tuesday
just never ends.
Is a quiz for you.
Oh, cool.
And it's how well do you know your own podcast?
Oh, fuck. Oh, this is fun.
Okay, so.
Oh, not very well.
What is the birthday of your co-host, Louisa Claire Delden?
Oh, fuck, Lou. Why would you... It's the 20th of November.
Well done.
1993.
He's done well. He's got his first one.
I am shit myself now.
Okay, now, what date and year did our first episode air of We Mean Well?
June 2022.
And the date?
Is that right, June? Okay, 18th.
6th of July, 2022.
Okay, not so bad. Not far off.
Could be worse.
Could be better.
Okay. Now, in the story that I told about someone flinging shit around, what had they shat into?
Sock. A plastic bag. But because I said sock initially because technically you could use plastic bags as a sock.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Who was our very first guest episode?
Oh.
Three.
No, don't count me down.
Two.
Brockman.
One. Brockman. The Alpha Blows.
Oh, Alpha.
You absolutely.
They were our
idiots.
First guests, of course.
And last
fuck,
one.
Fuck, sorry, boys. That's fucking ridiculous.
What was the name of our very first podcast?
Cunt.
Close. That was episode two. No. It was Bad Day to Be a Twinkie.
Oh, because Mama used to just throw them.
Well, I actually never had a Twinkie. Well, you just said that was what probably my favourite moment of the podcast when you
broccoli.
Go, you go, hey, kid, broccoli, you're safe. Twinkie, you're fucked.
And then that also came back to haunt me because they were like, yeah, when you did the whole broccoli thing, you said broccoli, not broccoli.
Yes.
Came back
I
to haunt me.
I think someone's a narcissistic liar.
Pick your pardon.
And that was the next question. Who's a narcissistic liar?
Both
Jack
of us.
Jack. What did you think?
No, that was really good.
Trinket Tuesday can be anything. It can be a game. It can be our trinket. It can be a person. It
right.
can be anything.
Right. Well, good to know because that wasn't a trinket. That was
well,
a quiz.
Well, that's the whole point.
It could be a trinket for your mind.
Oh, try.
Exactly. It was a try.
I like it. No, that was actually really good, though.
Thanks.
Now
guys.
I want to do that for you.
Well, you can do that next Trinket Tuesday. There's only one Trinket Tuesday.
I understand that, but that's got me excited.
Well, good. I'm glad that finally you've got some will to have live. Excitement in your life.
To live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Can I spin you a quick yarn?
Can I ask for something before that yarn?
Yeah.
Could you give me my stew songs? We are two idiots and we said that you were going to sing me songs where you replaced the word you with stew and then we literally go, save it for the end of the pod and then...
We just didn't do
shock
it.
Shock horror, neither of us did it.
Can I tell you something for nothing?
That's
like,
a song.
I've just like done like bits of song. I haven't like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but we can sing them together.
Okay. Well, it's only little bits.
Yeah, but then we can sing them together.
Okay. Okay.
You know?
All right. Well, let's do them.
Okay.
This is some songs that... Why did we do this again?
A bedwetter called up. She left a hotline and she said her dad, his name is Stu.
Okay.
And replaces the songs with the word you, Stu.
That makes it way better.
We thought, so, I'm Stu.
Well, hopefully this gives Stu some ammunition if he hasn't done these ones before.
Okay.
All right. You ready? Mm-hmm. Baby, love really hurts without Stu. Love really hurts without Stu. And it's breaking my heart, so what should I do, baby? Ready?
Yeah.
Stew are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? That's all I had for that one. Stew can do it, put your back into it. Stew can do it, put your ass into it. Stew can do it, put your back into it. Stu can do it, put your ass into it, put your back into it, put your ass into it. Click, click, boom, hit me banging down these back streets.
Oh, that's good.
I need some stew proof Something stronger than I'm used to.
Ooh, is that a Morgan country Wallen song?
Yeah, that is. Okay. This is also a country song that you won't know.
Oh.
I got my new boots covered in red dirt. My don't mess with Texas t-shirt and a Lone Star postcard postmarked to Missing Stew. It's got the biggest sky you'd ever seen, the coldest beer you'd ever drink, and I feel like now I'm standing on the stew. No. Oh, I've cooked it.
Standing on stew?
Stew. Houston, we got a problem. It's called Houston, we got a problem. Houston, we got a problem. So those are my stew songs.
Thank you. You've got to get that rid of a cough.
So
sorted.
That's for the bedwetter that called in and for her father, Stew.
Thanks
hopefully,
so much.
There's some new ones in there for her.
That was great. Well done. Very creative. Well, now you may proceed with your yarn that I rudely interrupted. Little snot boy.
Aren't you?
Little snot boy.
I scared some children the other day.
Okay. Should you be telling this?
Yep. I scared some kids. On purpose.
Oh. Should you really be telling this?
Yep. I did it intentionally.
Uh-huh.
I'm driving in the road. I go, it's about 5 o'clock.
Mm.
Beautiful day it was. I go, I might duck down, have a quick dip.
Yeah.
Been getting into going down to the beach by myself. You know, it's just a nice little thing, have a dip.
Yeah.
Driving down the road, and there's these three kids in school uniforms. Two birds, one bloke.
Yep.
They just walk straight across the road. Don't even look. They're just like on their phones. Don't look. And I'm like turning off the main road into the street. And I'm like, if I was distracted, I would have just tailed up three kids. So they don't even look in. No fucking clue that I'm there. And I'm like, perfect. So I just go, beep. I beep them, right? When I say like, I instantaneously felt bad. The two girls scream at the top of their lungs. They all spin around. They got the bloke kid goes, like that, right?
Were you that close to them? That
so
would have been
I was
like
right
so-
up. I was like, you fucking idiots. You got to learn to look at the road. Beep. Scare the fucking soul out of these kids. Like they...
I actually kind of rate that.
But it's like this is a lesson. Yeah. You learn now. Look, get off your phones when you're walking across
the
road.
Is that the road coming down? Because those
I was going
buses,
down the buses
fly down there, Judge.
Yeah, and they just didn't look. So I scared the life. And then it started making me laugh because of how scared they were. And the boy was fuming. He was like, what the fuck, what the fuck? And then one of the girls goes, hold on, yeah. And then point at me and recognizes me. And then the other girl is going, oh, my God. And I'm just looking at them. I'm pissing myself because I'm like,
you
oh, fuck.
You go, I'm
going
to scare these little fuckers. And then they go, is that
yeah,
Judge?
They go, I think that's – and then he's – and but the kid's going, who? 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 Still fuming. Scared of life. And I just like – I drove away feeling bad about it, but then also not feeling too bad about it because – I could have just hit them.
Well, yeah.
Well, they could have been hit.
I'd say that.
If I was distracted.
No, I'd say you'd probably feel a lot worse if you hit them.
Correct. I think that is whilst.
I don't mind a little scare.
I think that's 100%
It didn't hurt them nor harm them. But it let them know, hey, maybe have a fucking look when you're walking across the road.
Well, have you seen that video of the bloke, the trader who gets out of his car and like yanks this other guy who's walked across with his phone? Like, mate, fucking look.
Really?
Yeah, fully just like gets out of his car.
What, and something misses him?
Yeah, I think the guy just walks across and then the guy has to stop because he's on his phone. He doesn't look up. So I think the bloke gets out and is like, oh, wait.
Then again, it is natural selection, isn't it? You know what I mean?
What?
It's natural selection.
Yeah, but you're not just going to hit someone because they're on their phone.
No, but if they get hit, bit of natural selection.
Well...
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
No, it is, Louisa.
I know, I'm just more thinking, I'm like, I wouldn't want to go out that way.
It wouldn't be the worst.
Yeah, it would.
You'd be pretty instantaneous.
not depending on the speed.
Do you know my mate Bazza?
Let's test it out.
My mate Bazza got hit by a cab, and it actually ended up saving his life.
Put his back back into place or something.
It's completely fucked. He fucked it. He broke his back, broke his shoulder, fucking 20 stitches in his head. He got hit at 60 k's an hour, a taxi, when he was in the cross.
He was walking.
Yeah, you couldn't kill Bazza with a gun. He fucking survived it. He was fucked. I had to shower him and stuff. We were living together, so we'd shower together. Yeah, but it was free kisses, so it's whatever.
So you had to do everything in the showers.
Well, I used to wash him. He couldn't move his arm or whatever, so I had to. I said, mate, I think the balls and cock you can probably do yourself.
Did you have a loofah?
Yeah.
A loofah?
Yeah.
A loofah?
Had a loofah. Loofah. I had a loofah.
Lucius.
Imagine if you married someone with a last name Fuh. Be loofah. Hi, I'm loofah. Use me to wash, big boy. Sorry, distracted. But a funny little yarn from that is this is actually fucking pisser. Because I would have to shower him, because I'd get him out of bed, put him in the shower, wash him. He was fucked, mate.
Mm.
Completely fucked. Fucking broke his shoulder blade in half and shit. Ew. Fucked him up.
Ouch.
And anyway, we would just piss ourselves in the shower. We're like, this is fucking hilarious. And because we both find showers pretty boring, because they're pretty boring by yourself. When he was actually not too bad, he was not too bad. What?
Shit. We find showers pretty boring by ourselves. Can you not entertain yourself for 5 minutes in the showers?
My showers last half of a song. I'll put music on in the shower, I'm done halfway through the song.
You don't like a long showers?
No.
Why not?
Grew up in a drought.
It's ingrained in me to not have.
But my little brother, he'll be in the shower for 20 minutes.
But then why do you have a short showers but a long bath?
My baths also aren't that long.
Are you in there for 10 minutes?
Less. I reckon 7 minutes.
Oh, so now you complain. Now you're talking about the droughts. You are the reason for the Vaucluse droughts.
The what?
From using all that bloody bath water.
They're not that much water, I don't reckon, the bath.
What are you? You just having your penis floating around in 10 centimetres of wart?
Look, I think we've discussed this off air. Could you stop talking about my penis in the bath?
Unnecessary.
You're doing it a lot in business meetings. And you're doing it a lot when my parents call in the car. And it's just something we need to fix.
Oh, something that I need to fix. I'd say there's a few things that you probably need to fix.
A few?
In terms of every second word is an innuendo.
Correct.
Yeah.
Fuck, where was I?
Also, I'm not sure if you heard, I corrected myself when I said wart. And I said water.
Oh,
probably didn't need to.
Yeah, because cock and warts being put in.
And didn't need to be shortened.
Water didn't need to be short.
I could just, yeah.
So you were talking about showers being funner with the boys.
Funner with the boys. So Baz, once he was because I lived downstairs, he lived upstairs in the house. And I remember when he was he could shower. I'm like, you could do it. Probably do this now, buddy. It's all yours. He'd hear my shower start downstairs. I'd hear door open, and Baz would just be standing there tell. He's like, what the fuck, bro? And I'm not sharing anymore, Baz. He's like, it's fucking boring. I'm like,
are you nude?
Yeah. Well, I'm in the shower.
But you're both nude when you have your shared showers.
Well, yeah.
Hmm.
Mate, I'm pretty.
No, I know.
Pretty
it's
comfortable.
Just, Jim and my old housemate used to see me and the tradies across the road as well. Drop hot laps of my house nude. Even right now. Yeah. God, I live on my own.
Nice. So
I eat breakfast nude sometimes.
No way. We're having brekkie again tomorrow. Do we lock that in?
You coming over for Weet-Bix?
Yeah, Weet-Bix.
Yeah.
Perfect. What's that a euphemism for? Nutritious meal of the morning.
You coming over for some soggy wheats?
Oh! it's healthy stuff.
But a serious note, your Weet-Bix do need to be soggy.
We've discussed this.
Otherwise, it's terrible.
You have water in them, you psycho. So sorry. So look. But we grew up having open showers and shit, playing footy locker. It doesn't really fucking matter.
Yeah.
He's a fucking good kisser. anyway, Bazza got hit by this cab. It fucked him up. He had to go for a checkup on his shoulder. And they're he gets to the hospital. So they do all these scans on his shoulder. So cop this. Gets the scans back. Yeah, Bazza, shoulder's healing up not too bad. You do have a golf ball-sized tumour in your lung, though, buddy. had a tumour the size of a golf ball in his lung that he wouldn't have caught if he didn't get hit by the cab. He wouldn't have known. He used to smoke durries at the time. Hasn't smoked since. Fucking.
He was also underground at the mines for like 10 years.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That would have fucked him up.
Worked underground for a fucking long time.
Have I met Bezza?
Yeah, I believe so. Oh, have you met Bezza?
Was he on that?
You definitely know. If
yeah, you know if you'd met Bezza.
Bucks party that came over to me when I was having a picnic and I thought that the...
Don't know if you would have been. Yeah.
Girlfriends?
Don't know. Yeah, they were the strippers. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe you'd remember Bezza okay. if you met him. He's
shout out to you, Bezza.
One of my best mates
sending
all
you
time.
Lots of love.
He's
and
the goat.
Kisses and mwah.
So then after all that, half of his left lung cut out.
Can you survive with just one lung?
Yeah.
Doesn't smoke anymore?
Doesn't smoke.
That's a sign for everyone.
Also doesn't do marathons for obvious reasons.
Yep.
but without that, without getting towed up by that cab.
Well, look, there's a bloody positive in every story.
Well,
you know,
tell the lesson you've learnt.
Well, the lesson that we always have said, and even probably before the story, was that if the car on the taxi with half a marathon. Shower, lung of the...
Beautiful. You know what? You are elegant. You're eloquent. And just the way that you operate. Sometimes I'm...
In awe.
I'm in awe.
No, but Jack, it's just beautiful.
There is nothing that I'm finding funnier at the moment than the mother explaining how much she hates something and how ridiculous. No, darling, and it's just
you should be, and you should tell the boys that you find that hurtful.
You know, the kids are all on their bloody phones, and they're on their iPads.
You know, we had our boys climbing trees, and now that you see the kids on their iPads, it's just disgraceful. What was the one we were doing, Judge and I, when we drive to the podcast? Like, we don't speak about anything. Oh, we had a serious chat for the last probably minute and a half.
Of this one today.
But the 30 minutes of driving here, what was one we were doing, pretending to be the girls? We're going, no, babe. It was just like I was fucking shook it.
Oh,
and it
was
like, I cannot even like explain it.
Yeah. Fucking just shit. So what have you been up to? What? Red Light Runner? Oh, what game have we got?
Movie plot game. No, I got Lulu Goes Surfing.
You got Lulu Goes Surfing.
It's time for Lulu Goes Surfing on Google Chrome.
On Google Chrome.
I have been sent this article, I'm not even fucking with you, probably 70 times.
Okay.
China debuts first corgi police dog.
Oh, fuck.
It's a little Toby and he's called Fuzai.
Just look.
Look at Toby.
Oh, no, he'd be a ripper on the force. How long has he been on there?
Well, he's only 6 months old and he's the first corgi police dog ever. Corgi patrol.
So
who
what?
Needs Paw Patrol?
So what's his purpose?
He's going to be like a normal woofer police dog.
Smelling drugs.
Everything.
Really?
Barking.
So one of his jobs is to bark.
Yep. Angry, dangerous thieves.
So it's more of a fun thing.
I don't think that's fun. I think Toby's finally getting to live out his dream of being a policeman.
Yeah.
So you think it'd just be sniffering, right? Because he wouldn't be able to do much else.
Yeah.
No. You don't understand. Toby was very... Toby could be vicious.
Louisa...
No, I'm...
They're like a wombat, but with half
Toby
fucking
could
the shortest
bark.
Legs.
Toby could fucking bark. Awesome he was bark. Scary.
Yeah, have you ever heard the term all bark, no bite?
But if you broke into Jill's house, that time you did, remember?
Yeah.
And you heard Toby going... Row, 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 row.
Just that time.
That would scare you.
Do you know, if I... Put it this way. It would take me... under 4 seconds to eliminate your dog. Head on the fucking foot. Foot on the head. Pull the back legs. Toby is in heaven.
That's very cruel.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Could you not just go, that's a great story, Lou, and how exciting for you.
Far out, Lou. That is a great story. How exciting for you.
Thank you.
Wow.
Next, Lulu goes surfing. I don't know if I've told
so
this
one. So
are we
just cutting my whole... response
yes, and Willie, cut the rest and just leave that in. Thanks. Now, have I done this one or have I not? I've got deja vu. You know now that they're putting QR codes on the headstones, like on.
Yeah, you've done it, kid.
Oh.
Mama hasn't prayed. Mama hasn't prayed.
Is that where you take, like, obviously, yeah, you scan it?
Yeah, the big dog LDD has prepped.
Shows your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have prepped. It clearly came up again on the news.
Two episodes ago.
Was it that? Nah.
Yeah, well, I promise you. I remember talking about it.
Well, let's talk about it some more. What photo would you have?
I think we did this. Mine would be Mandingo, just to throw everyone off.
Yep. That, now there's the deja vu.
Just to be like, that's where it's coming that's from. Him. What a rooster.
That's exactly the one. Okay. Short Lulu goes, well, there is another one, but I don't like it that much. I'm just going to do this one. Conjoined twins.
Seen it. I have a million questions.
So do I.
So read it out for people who don't know.
Conjoined twin Abby Hensel is now married. So it's one body, two heads, and they've married Army veteran Josh Bowling. So does he have two wives?
So,
because it's one body.
I know that's the question you're asking. The question I'm asking.
Oh, Jack, for God's sake.
We literally went through this on Hello Sport before. Talking about, yeah.
Double gobtrons? What are we talking?
Well, wouldn't you just
take
turns?
That's one set of genitals, two heads, right? So it's like you are having sex with both of them.
I think what was brought up on Hello Sport was, what would the other head be doing during head? Goggles on?
No,
Earmuffs?
Yeah, good question.
No, wouldn't it almost as if be good like question. It's a threesome because you got the three, wouldn't you know?
I do know, Lou. This is it's the first thing that I thought about, obviously, being the man that I am. A sick
and,
fuck.
And when they have one job, like not that kind of job, like say they're a nurse, you know, like who are you talking to? Which
and
one?
And the other one's an influencer. So it's like, he's just to work with my sister.
Because how many, there would be many conjoined
currently
twins.
Currently operating on this guy.
At the operating table, LOL.
Shocker, yeah. Shocker.
Would there be that many conjoined twins in the world? Can't be many.
It wouldn't be many, doll. It wouldn't be many.
You'd have to have one, there'd have to be one job. So if they, you know, like if it was a lawyer, are they one lawyer? Or have you got two on the job?
But she's a entirely different, she has, fuck man. It actually, I don't know,
mate. Do they have two? Well, there's obviously two brains.
Yes.
They're not like the exact same person.
Yes, it's two brains. She's a different human, but she's a different entity.
But same body.
Same body.
So two brains, one bod.
So conjoined twins, they occur once in every 50 to 60,000 births.
Oh, that's actually not as rare as I thought it would be. You sometimes see cattle and shit with like another fucking growth out of it, a leg out of its head.
I've never seen a conjoined twin, have you?
It also says that approximately 70% of conjoined twins are female.
Really? Oh. Interesting.
You guys are going to have a look for something.
Oh, sorry?
Nothing.
But I would argue, now this is pure conjecture, I'd argue that he's kind of marrying both of them.
Well, he's marrying two people because like you said, it's two brains, yes, it's one body, but it's two.
But
they'd be individuals.
Look, we want to ask the hard quitting questions here. It's two brains, one body, as I read on the article, one set of genitals. So presumably she receives pleasure whilst they are copulating.
That's what I was thinking, because would it be a case where they both can feel it at the same time?
It'd have to be.
Maybe it switches over?
It'd have to be both. It'd have to be.
So then the sensory deprivation wouldn't work for...
Well, it would have to be both because one bod.
One bod, dude. Are you fucking serious? So Burmo's just said that one controls the right arm, right leg, the other controls... So they've got to be in unison.
How would just they by walk walking. At the same time?
Probably got a down pack.
Yes. Would take some time, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
like fuck me, Dad. Wow. What a world, man.
Yeah, I saw that and I had a lot of questions too.
So many.
Still.
But there was also a, there was a misleading news article as well that was like all the questions you want to know about the thing answered.
I had to scroll for 8 days.
But it didn't answer any of the questions I wanted to know.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like...
I'm sure that none of the articles would answer any you wanted to know, Judge. Not one single answer.
Well, it just didn't. It didn't do it. It didn't do it for me.
Now, should we play some categories?
Give me your last Lilo Goes Surfing because I believe in you.
I don't think it was that great.
What was it?
Australian billionaire revives dream to set sail on Titanic 2.
Oh, yeah. What's his fucking name?
Clive Palmer.
Clive Palmer.
He wants to build the Titanic 2.
Apparently, he wants you to dress the way, like, period. In
You'd have to have a lot of money to want to be able to do something like that.
So what was the title? What was the title of the headline?
Australian billionaire.
That's right. Yeah, correct.
So he's got a lot of money. But even but that's just like play money for him, you know? Like, he just, hey, you know what I might do tomorrow? Create the Titanic 2.
He also said he was doing this about a decade or so ago, I believe.
That's the crux of it.
But I beg your pardon? Yeah, you're right with it.
Crux of it?
Yep.
Yeah. That's the whole crux of it.
Expand.
He wanted to build it 10 years ago. But you know how, imagine just having that much money. You know, some days I go, fuck it, tomorrow I'm getting a massage. It's $100. You know, he's going, fuck it, tomorrow I'm going to build the Titanic too.
Yeah. So your point is everything's relative.
Everything is subjective, Jack. I believe that Titanic 2 may be subjective and massage may be subjective.
I know what you mean, but it is, you are, I know what you mean though.
The more money you earn, the more money you spend. From Aristotle.
Fuck, she's a fucking genius. She's a wordsmith. What else? Give me some others. Just like let me know. Just other old expressions.
Well, they always say, dance like no one's watching. And they always say, live, laugh, love.
You definitely take that first one very seriously.
Dance like no one's watching.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. If what we've seen is anything to go by, you definitely dance like no one's fucking watching.
Well, in the words of Plato.
So I've said Plato in the car coming over.
Say lovey. Carpe diem.
Speaking of dancing, when are we getting this dancing?
Can you explain to the bedwetters, please?
So what keeps happening is we've got individual dancers and then the studios will be booked. So do we just get the dancer here?
Let's get him here.
And you do it against that white wall.
Mate, fucking move some chairs.
Perfect.
Because Lou texted me last night. She's like, this cunt's pulled out again. Someone's pulled out again.
The studio, so they're like individual and then they work, you know, so they're trying to work the timings of the studes.
Right, let's get him into this studio.
I agree. We'll move some chairs around.
And just get it done.
Get you working.
Because I'm sick of having to fucking think about it every
week.
It's
giving you a bit of anxiety, isn't it?
You're about to shorten anxiety.
And you realise that would
be fucking ridiculous.
You would come over here and suffocate me.
Well, I don't know if I'd take it that far. I'd probably just berate you a little. Let's do the hotline, kid.
Excuse me, senoritas.
Senorita.
It is currently Easter Sunday, and I've got a new one for you. I was listening to your podcast on my way to work this morning, and I got robbed. So there's a new one. You've caused some car accidents, and now you've caused some robberies. I'm a bit shaken up, and I'm at work, but bedwetters for life.
I feel so bad.
Bye.
Oh, my good God.
Can we please call her? And so we can get the gist of...
She's been robbed. Do you think like her
Jesus
car...
Jesus
Christ. Do you think like she parked her car and then it was robbed?
I don't know. It stinks like she was in the vehicle.
That's scary.
It stinks like she was listening to us and then she was robbed. I'm sorry to lie, but...
You know what's going to happen? This is now going to become a trend.
Don't!
The car crashes were...
Fucking start... Look, we've caused enough crashes in our time. We don't need to cause brazen daylight robberies.
No.
All right?
All right, Linda.
All right. No fucking robbing of the bedwetters, right, when they're fucking listening.
Did you want to call her or do you want to...
Let's call her, baby.
All right, let me just turn on privacy.
Smart thing.
Get your privacy on.
Hello?
Oh,
fucking hell,
our
mate.
Little senorita.
Did you get robbed, buddy?
Did you get robbed?
Yeah, I did.
Bud.
What happened, buddy?
First
of all, it's really cool to hear from you.
Hey, well, fuck.
We thought we needed to call you back after you got robbed listening to the pod.
Mate.
I was walking to the bus stop on Sunday morning, right? And it was like 7 a.m. And like a man like... He just started, like, calling out to me. And he's like, hey, I need your help to fix something.
I'm like, oh, sorry, I can't. I need to go to work. I need to keep going. Like, at this point, I'm like, okay, just keep going. Just keep going. You're okay. And then, like, I had my AirPods in. I was listening to you guys. I was like, okay, keep your head in. keep your head down. And then he kept, like, calling out to me and, like, basically chasing me across the road.
Jesus.
But he, like, yeah, he caught up to me and basically cornered me and pushed me against the wall.
Oh.
Yeah. He took my phone from me and, like, ran away. But there was, like, a few people on the highway that, like, saw it happening and got out and, like, chased him.
Oh, did
my
they?
God. Thank God for those people. Yeah. Are you all right?
Dude, you must have been fucking terrified.
I mean,
fuck that.
I'm physically okay. I'm a bit mentally fucked, yeah. But I'm okay.
Oh, you poor thing.
You poor bugger.
And you had to be listening to us in your bloody earphones during it.
Yeah, that actually, honestly, that amplifies the terror. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Oh, my God, we're so actually, sorry that happened to you.
That's okay. I was listening to the 100th episode, so I'm a little bit behind, but I was like...
That's all right.
Fuck, I'm okay.
I feel like... Feel like you've got to give. We've got to send a sign.
We're sending you, yeah,
sign
let's send you some
excuse
hat.
Me. Yeah, merch. We'll send you some merch, dude.
We're sending you lots of hugs and kisses. That's fucking terrifying. We hope you're all right.
Thank you so much, sir.
Did they catch him?
Yeah, they got him.
Fuck yeah.
Thank God.
They called the police right away.
Fuck that good. Prick. I hope he I hope he gets toweled up in the clink.
That is Oh, well, we're sending you lots of love.
Yes, we are, dude. We just had to call. We had to call you because that's far out, yeah. Russell Sprout. It's the first. Just take solace in the fact that you're the first bedwetter to be robbed while listening. I guess it's some achievement in some way.
Thank you so much, guys.
We love you, mate.
We'll
be in touch.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Yeah. poor thing. I mean, we hope. Look, you know, we truly hope that no other bedwetters get robbed while listening to us.
Go back to having a very small minor car crash.
Yeah, because we're...
You hit someone's bumper.
We're truly... Look, at the end of the day, it's a double robbing because we're robbing you of your intelligence by listening to this podcast. We're robbing you of that. You also don't need your physical items on your person robbed at the same time.
No, that's actually
It's
scary.
A dobbing. That's a double robbing.
Very scary.
Love you, bud. Merch coming.
Some real groundbreaking Instagram content there, Lou. About 26 stories of just some wacky glasses with your new boy. That's really good quality stuff there, mate. Real funny. And could you just let me know where to get the pork and fennel snags from so I can go? But I might mix the fennel out, get some fentanyl in there so I can overdose and die and never hear that story again. All right. All
righty. Oh, that's fucking... fucking one of the best ones we've ever had. Pork and fentanyl sausage. Thank you, sir. that is such a Lou wrecking, dude.
It is.
Can before you... I need to compose myself. Before you retort to that gentleman.
No, there's nothing for me to say.
Some of the funniest shit to me is just deadpan fucking delivery. Yeah, so that was... really good stuff. Really funny. So if we get some...
With the wacky glasses.
Yeah, with the wacky glasses. No, really top content. look at her face. So off that.
Next one.
Oh, fuck. That's actually made me cry. Whew. Everything's fine.
Red light, green light. Going out in Canberra last week and thinking you've met Darcy. So, like, you're wholeheartedly telling this man, aren't you Darcy? And he's denying it full through and through. And you're like, no, you're him. He's still denying it. And then you come to after a few seconds and think, oh, fuck, you're not Darcy. But you still get away with him anyway. And you realise maybe you should go home because that man is nothing like Darcy. He's just a man with a beard. Red light, green light.
I would love to see that photo.
Look, I probably just look like any other skinny white fellow with a beard.
Probably.
It's easy to... Bro, I get fucking... fucking, I get people sending me photos of just white cunts with beards all the time. They're like, didn't know you were here. Buster, my mate Buster did it the other day. It, to be fair, the one did kind of look like me, but.
Well, anyone with a beard covering no chin is you.
If you're a chinless rat rooster.
What the fuck is in my eye?
And probably tears from that fucking brutal wrecking you just received, my guy. Do you want to hit him back with anything? Just give us your best one. Give, give him your best shot,
I'm not
sis.
In the mood today.
Oh, Lulu.
Next one.
Oh, he's hurt her.
But just going off that real quick, with that new segment idea.
Yes. Oh, yes. Sorry. So we were thinking, we were thinking if people have situations like that, if you have spotted us or if you do think you've spotted us, email us with a photo or spin the yarn on the hotline and just say spotted.
And then we can either us or fakes.
Yeah, us or fakes.
Me, we'll just be dropping hot laps of Rose Bay.
Correct.
And send it to wmw@hellosport.com.au. A picture if you do happen to get one.
We can put that on the Instagram as well.
Yes,
story.
We can, you naughty thing.
There's something in my eye.
Tears from the burn.
Not that.
You need that first aid kit after that fucking. You need my trinket Tuesday, don't you?
Seriously.
It was very, very, very
okay,
well
okay, one
delivered.
More.
Hey, fuckhead, it's Ella here. I'm just calling up to defend Lou on her category about this pie bullshit with the fucking souvenir shops and whatnot.
Yeah.
I'm with her. There's always fucking pies in a New Zealand souvenir shop.
There you go.
Like a Jimmy's pie. It's
shut
iconic.
The fuck up.
So, right. Lou, I'm pretty proud of your categories in that round. Pretty happy. There you go.
There you go. That means I probably won that round. It was probably a tie.
Well.
And that was probably the decider.
Well, don't know if it was, buddy.
Well,
but
I think it was.
Guess what?
Redemption round next week.
Still don't get it. Redemption round this week.
Yes.
Just on the different day.
It went Friday.
Yeah.
That's when the second podcast will come out. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's when it'll be out.
And we're having Fry Up Fridays, aren't we?
Ooh, wouldn't mind a sausage. Oh, that one that he suggested I should have. I actually might have that after the show. Please.
Oh, you're a sweet thing and you're a good angel, aren't you, Willie? Now, senoritas, that was some fucking red hot hotline. Really enjoyed it. You all right there, mama?
No, there's something in my eye.
She got something in her eye. We'll get some milk into that ASAP. Now, we loved a lot of ya.
Love you guys. Don't forget Patreon's coming soon.
Super soaking senoritas.
There'll be two extra episodes a week. Well, extended episodes.
Extended
of these
apps,
ones.
Lou. Extended apps.
Well, it's technically two extras.
10% off merch. It's an extended episode. 10% off merch. Early access to live shows.
Yeah.
So what else do we have?
So you'll just be a super soaker senorita, and there'll be one lucky senorita each week that gets a video from
us. Each week. Hell, we fuck it. It's just going to, we're going to start there and just build it.
It's going to be hot, hot, hot stuff.
And it'll cost you two fists of fuck all because we're not grubs.
Now let me get this thing out of my eye, please.
All right. We love you, bedwetters. Love you so much. Hooroo.
Mwah.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.